The sound of Syrian rebels shooting down a government helicopter Tuesday in the country's northwest, where opposition activists say Syrian troops are on the offensive in the last rebel stronghold. Video taken by the Associated Press shows the helicopter burning and falling out of the sky amid gunfire and cheering by rebels. Two bodies can be seen around the crash site. The shooting down of the helicopter came as government forces came closer to capturing the last rebel-held part of a strategic highway linking southern with northern Syria, which would bring the road under full control of President Bashar Assad for the first time since 2012. Top U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are spending a final day sparring with each other ahead of the first primary of the 2020 campaign in New Hampshire, each trying to gain an early advantage in the race to oppose Republican President Donald Trump in next November's national election. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren continues to keep hope alive.
I can't imagine any other way of doing it. You get knocked down, you get back up, and you keep fighting because it's not about me. It's about the people who are counting on me.
The contest in the rural northeastern state has taken on added consequence in the aftermath of a split vote in last week's Iowa caucuses that were remembered mostly for the agonizingly slow release of the final outcome. The problem was linked to a wrongly coded app used in collecting vote totals from throughout the farm state. The World Health Organization chief said the first vaccine targeting China's coronavirus could be available in 18 months. He said the virus has been named COVID-19. This as China reports 109 more deaths Tuesday, taking the total from the virus to 1,016. This is VOA News. U.S. law enforcement officials say four members of the Chinese military have been charged